Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Friday, the 16th of October. Okay, Ultimate guys, everything's up to date, all on the site. Had a couple of issues this morning, but all fixed. And do read the email I've put in there about postponed games and things. It's only going to get worse with this COVID situation, I'm sure, over the next few months, with games getting abandoned and Betfair are slow to remove them or whatever. There's a Bundesliga 2 game that is not taking place that Betfair have up. Right, just sport today, straight into sport. Nice 100 plus winner from those horses I mentioned yesterday. It comes in two parts. I've got the pod horses, these are the ones that I can generate, and then I've got other stuff that I can mention. Obviously, as I say, if I get it before I can do the podcast, it can go on, but we'll be moving that to Telegram so that all those horses can go on whenever I get them. But pod horses, we've got absolutely cotchals, and thank you to Nitesh, who puts these in a sheet on Twitter. That's good of him. So I'm going to do them by meeting. There's one at Newcastle, 8:30 Starbow, and then Redcar, 2:05 Samara Bay, 3:05 Inner Circle, 3:35 Spycatcher, 4:05 Fardilla, and 4:35 Ben Lilly. So that's all at Redcar. A few short prices in there. Win only, one at 6.2. You may want to do win and place, or I say some of you are trading them, I know. Haydock, 12:40 Cuban Breeze, 1:10 Worldly Wise, 1:45 Comanche Falls, 2:18 Goomama, and 3:48 Trumpet Man. So again, exactly the same. I won't keep repeating myself, but there's one in there at 7. You may want to do win and place. And then Utoxeter, 1:20 Nazai Guy, also 1:20 Magna Moralia. Now they're both short, you may want to just Dutch the two of them or leave the race alone, but they both qualify. So that's Nazai Guy and Magna Moralia in the 1:20. 2:23 Espion, 2:53 Easy Bucks, 3:23 Rad Jash, and 3:53 Ishkara Lady. So they're ones I've generated. I've also got a few bits and bobs from the other place. Let's have a look. I need to get Betfair up just for this so I can just check prices are still there. So this is at Utoxeter, not in the 1:20. The favourite should win that. And not in the 12:50. 1:20, we've obviously got the two, and Magnum Aurelia has been also punted and tipped up here. So out of those two that I did, Magnum Aurelia and Nazai Guy and the pod horses, I've also had confirmation about Magnum Aurelia. 150 Killer Clown, which is 9.8, and Eden De Ho, which is 5.8 favourite. So you may want to Dutch them or doing both win and place, whatever you may be. 2:23 Espion, I've given you as pod horse. I've had that backed up as well. And in the 3:23, I've got a big price one as well. So 3:23, I've given you Rad Jash as a pod horse, but I've also had word for, and it looks like it's been backed. Don't back this if it goes less than, oh no, no, the price has gone. I'm not even going to mention it because the price has gone. That's gone, that one. So I'm not even going to mention it. Right, that's it. That's the lot. Right, into the football. So that's it horse-wise. Into the football. I've done the old previews. So for the football, I've got 8 of the Premier League games I've done. I haven't done the two Monday games. I might look at those on Monday, but I haven't done those. I've got 8 Premier League games. Bit for Derby tonight and Lille versus Lens. So, Premier League in no particular order, but obviously we've got the Merseyside derby tomorrow, Everton versus Liverpool. I'm going to start putting the prices up so that there, but this is the price when I looked at the game. So Everton versus Liverpool, it was 4.0 Everton, 4.2 the draw, 1.91 Liverpool. Last season Everton were priced 6.0 in this fixture and 6.2 the season before. So obviously with a different Everton. But I still maintain, for me, they're yet to play anyone of merit. Spurs were absolute garbage. West Brom were 10 men. Palace and Brighton, neither of them great shakes. West Brom scored two at Goodison. Brighton scored two at Goodison. And I'm sure Liverpool, after their pasting against Villa, will be licking their wounds. And this could be a dangerous one for Everton. In my head, I think Everton will get beat. I think Liverpool will win this comfortably. But numbers-wise, laying the big six at Everton since 2012 produces 13.47 points profit from 48 games. And City were the last of the big six to win there in September 2019. These games, I think there's had two nil-nils recently in these head-to-heads, these two. The games tend to be low-scoring. Everton at home to the big six in general since 2017 shows an 8-point profit back in under 0.5 first-half goals and a 4.8-point profit back in under 2.5. So it may be one to back unders and lay overs. No solid bets for me, but I expect Liverpool to nick this game tomorrow. I do think Liverpool will be too good for them. But I am intrigued to see it because I just want to see how Everton are. I do like the manager. I'm just intrigued to see, you know, this will be their first real test, how good they are. Chelsea v Southampton next. Chelsea 1.54, draw 4.8, Southampton 6.8. Chelsea, for all their sort of high profile and money they've spent, they're not a profitable team to follow at home. Actually 15.94 points back in away teams in 154 games in the life of the Ultimate database. However, of those 154 games, there's been 15 times when Chelsea have been priced between 1.5 and 1.75 on a Friday morning when that sheet is produced at 8 o'clock. And in those games, laying the away team sees 15 out of 15 for profit. 15 straight away team losses. Southampton have won just one of the last 24 away to the big six. Funnily enough, it was against Chelsea in December 2019. I do think, again, Chelsea will nick this, particularly if Southampton play anything like they did against Spurs and try and play that high line. But if you are not confident enough to back Chelsea, then a lay of Southampton does look a solid play if you don't mind taking on the sort of prices like 6.8. City v Arsenal, interesting. So you got Chelsea 1.54 against Southampton, City 1.5 against Arsenal. Which of these teams would you rather back at 1.5-ish? I certainly would rather be on Chelsea than City. City v Arsenal, City 1.5, draw 5.1, Arsenal 7. Laying the draw when City are odds on at home sees a 25-point profit from 140 games. In 27 games against the other five of the big six, obviously they're ones, there's only five left. That profit holds up with an 8.54 profit laying the draw from 27 games. I think it's a good play this weekend is to lay the draw. I'm almost certain City will score against that Arsenal back line. I'm certain Arsenal can score against that back line. And back in a first half goal at City has proved profitable since 2017. And I've previously said on this podcast that backing over 2.5 when City are at home is profitable. Last seven has landed, only been one loss in that game, in that market in 2020. So with that market implying goals, with the teams involved, I think you could either sort of wait 15-20 minutes if 0-0 and do a first half go on over 2.5, or you could just lay the draw from the outset and trade it on the goals. I think either's capable of winning. I think City could beat Arsenal and Arsenal could beat City. I don't think either are any great shakes and have their weaknesses. I'm pretty sure you'll see goals, that's for sure. Newcastle v Man U. Newcastle 5.2, Man draw 4.4, Man United 1.71. When I first just called this game up, I obviously get all the fixtures before I did anything. I just thought the price in Newcastle looked high, and by default, United looked short. United were absolutely shambolic against Spurs, no matter about the 10 men, they were awful. I take it that people are, you know, now asking for the public media to get off Harry Maguire's back. But I have long said on this podcast that I just think he is, I genuinely think he is garbage. I don't think he's even remotely close to being good enough for Man United or England. And I've said that long before he was signed for 80 million. I said it when he was at Leicester and being touted to go places. I think he is a really poor footballer. That's just my opinion. Backing Newcastle at home, funnily enough, shows a 33-point profit from 135 games. But I did mention that stat in week four. And remember, half that profit comes from beating City a couple of years back when Newcastle were priced 18. If you remove that game, they're still 18 points up in 41 fixtures against the Big Six. They're perfectly capable of winning this game, I believe. And for me, whilst not a strong advice, a small interest in Newcastle at 5.2 certainly makes the most appeal in that game for me. Sheffield United versus Fulham. You could, of course, just before I move on to Sheffield United Fulham, you could, of course, lay Man U at odds on. You know, again, that, do it that way and get the draw on your side as well. I know Sheffield United versus Fulham. Sheffield United 2.18, the draw 3.4, Fulham 3.95. I know Sheffield United have not started the season great, but Fulham have only won twice away in their last 31 Premier League games, and I just cannot have them. I just can't have Fulham. I don't know who they can beat Fulham. I expected Sheffield United to be a shades on here, shade odds on. I'm going to be checking my models on Matchday. I know they've not started great, but for me, a lay of Fulham is almost certainly going to play. Maybe even back in Sheffield United, as I say, I'll check my models, but a lay of Fulham is at 3.95 is absolutely, definitely something that I will be looking at. And back in, and goals-wise, back in the unders in Sheffield United's home EPL games shows a profit of 6.19 points in 21 games. Don't think it'll be high scoring, so again, another one you could back the unders and trade if you wanted to, or layovers, whichever one you want to do. Crystal Palace versus Brighton. Palace 2.84, draw 3.35, Brighton 2.8. Two teams that absolutely love each other meet here, and the market cannot separate them. I have nothing in this game. I have no view on the game. I see nothing in the figures. Palace aren't great at home. Brighton generally awful away. Brighton, you know, they went to Newcastle and they won, but no, generally just bad. The unders has produced 9.25 points profit in Palace 39 home games against non-Big Six teams in the last three seasons. So that may be an angle again back in the unders. Another one, I don't think it will be particularly high scoring, but obviously the price reflects it. But it has been a profitable play following the unders at Palace when they're not playing the top sides. As I say, 9.2 points in 39 games. Tottenham versus West Ham. Backing Tottenham at home the last three seasons when odds on, Tottenham are 1.64, the draw is 4.3, West Ham at 6. It's almost spot on for Tottenham. Backing Tottenham at home last three seasons when odds on has seen a meagre just under a point profit, so shows the market's got them about right. But as the Marks and Spencers adverts say, this is not an ordinary Tottenham. This is Jose's new Tottenham. I do think the Argy fraud legacy has finally been buried, and we are actually getting to see Mourinho's team. I am excited very excited to see the new SBK Strike Force, which I think the whole Premier League's excited to see. Yes, my friends, Sonny, Bale and Kane. And what better game to get them out than against the old East London carpet baggers and put them in their place. Go on, you Spurs! West Ham, an enigma this season, aren't they? Beaten 2-0 at home in the Geordies. I didn't see the game, but looked absolutely desperate, apparently. Then they go and beat Wolves 4-0 in the same stadium. I put that down as a fluke. They then go to Leicester and win 3-0. 7 unanswered against Wolves and Leicester. What the fuck is going on? I don't know what's going on with them. You know, I said that Leicester result, it got lost in amongst sort of the Tottenham and Villa results later in the day on that Sunday. It is a game I'm leaving as nothing on the figures. Backing under 2.5 in matches involving Spurs of this profile is profitable, may interest some. But given the personnel, given the way the teams have been playing, I'm going to leave that. And I'm just going to sit and watch the game and give them an absolute pasting. Go on, Sonny. Go on, Gareth. Go on, Harry. Let's have it. Come on, you Spurs. Give them, put them in their place. The old carpet baggers, get their back to their Dyson. Right, and then we got Leicester Villa. Leicester 1.93. The draw 3.9. Villa 4.3. I think, again, 2 weeks ago, I'd have probably been all over Leicester at this price. But a couple of results just throws a spanner in the works. Leicester getting pasted. Villa absolutely cuffing Liverpool. Villa clearly a much different proposition this season to what they were last season. Match odds wise I've got nothing here. I think either can win. I mean, Leicester obviously need to bounce back from that, and Villa are going to be flying high and think they can beat anybody. And Villa, I think, have got some much better players as well now in. You know, their problem was scoring goals last season, but you look, if they can go and get 7 against Liverpool, irrespective of how Liverpool play, they can go and score anywhere. What I do like in this game is a first half goal. Laying under 0.5 first half goals in Leicester's home games against non-big six shows 9 points profit. I'd like to just give this is one a wait 20 minutes, and if it's still 0-0, lay under 0.5 goals. Leicester versus Villa. So that's the 8 Premiership previews. I know the West Brom fans, etc., playing Monday. Oh, you didn't do us. Yeah, give me something to do. Give me something about you. There's nothing about you, have you? Rubber ball, I come bouncing back to you. Bouncy, bouncy. Do they play that at the stadium? Do they play that at the Hawthorns as they walk out? Right, elsewhere. Tonight, Derby versus Watford. Both of these teams show a nice profit in the first half goal market. Derby 7 points in 60-odd games. Watford 6 points in 50 games. A game I do think there'll be goals, so it's one for me. Wait 20 minutes. Derby v Watford, then back a first half goal. And Lille versus Lens. I don't know when that's being played. I didn't put the time down. Let me just have a look what day that is on. That is a Sunday game in the evening. Lille versus Lens. Lens look a lay here for me. Lens, whatever you want to call them. Lille have only lost twice in the last 3 years when odds on at home. And I think they're a bit big. Lille, so you could back Lille, lay Lens, but I think a lay of Lens, get the draw on your side. And again, another game, both these teams profitable, first half goal market. Lille only failed to see a first half goal at home when odds on twice in the last 14. Lens, 7 points profit in the first half goal market. So another one, if it is 0-0. 15, 20, 25 minutes in, you could drip lay a fairly cheap first half goal in Lille versus Lens. But I like a lay of Lens in that game. So that is it. That's all the horses. That's all the football. Trading guys, I've got nothing tonight, but we'll be back with you tomorrow. I'll be up early, get all the football done. I'll get info out to people in all departments as early as possible. If you didn't catch the podcast yesterday, we are moving to Telegram. It's on the website under the blog section. If you're interested in that, please do send it to the email address that's on that. Amazing how people can't read and send it to the other emails. I just want to keep all that in one place so I can go through it, add people to the telegrams and get that set up. So if you're interested in that, we did have a 100-1 winner yesterday. Anything can happen when you're following this stuff. Just shows you've got to do all the horses. You can't pick and choose. And probably lots of people thought, oh, that's a ridiculous price. I'm not backing that. I promise you the info I give is top info. Sometimes you've got to just put the prices aside and take a leap of faith. And that's how you land these 100-1 shots. But I'm very pleased that some of you were on and made a few quid. Right, that's it. Have a great Friday. Looks a bit miserable again. And I'll be back with you all tomorrow morning.